Welcome back to the second hour of World Crisis Radio here on RBN Live, streaming worldwide on the internet at rbnlive.com, broadcasting by shortwave 11.915 megahertz in the 25-meter band and available in many locations through low-power community FM that flies below the radar of the authorities. And I've got Andreas von Bülow with me today on the line from Germany, the former German technology minister, pioneering author on September 11th. And I was just asking Andreas, given the fact that the Cold War had ended, we had hoped that the intelligence agencies might become less dominant in our societies, but it looks like that even before 9/11, they were becoming more and more dominant. Would you agree with that?
Sure. We immediately after the Soviet Union broke down, we got the new threat, the clash of civilization, of Sam Huntington, telling us that the next enemy will be the Muslim world. And from then on, a lot of terror acts started. I think it started with Oklahoma. Oklahoma was a false flag operation. Then the first World Trade Center attack. It was a false flag operation. The FBI knew everything and didn't hinder the attack in order probably to make a psychological operation in telling the American public that there are Muslims looking to terrorize the American world. And now we have this World Trade Center number two, which we had a few years ago. And then we have this wonderful paper of the neocons, the New American Century, which tells us that there will be no peace dividend for the United States. You have to spend even much more money on defense. You have to spend much more money on CIA, on I don't know how many secret services you have in the United States. It costs a fantastic amount of money in order to get the rule of the world. And I don't know how it will come out. I think the European more or less hope that they are running out of money. But without the vote of the American taxpayer, I think they will not be hindered.
Let me ask you also, your years in the government coincided, I think, to some extent with the Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski years here in the United States. And maybe you could somehow relate Carter and Brzezinski to the situation we have today, because you've been very outspoken about Brzezinski in particular.
I think Carter was an idealist. Therefore, anybody in the administration, or not in the administration, or at least in the military-industrial complex, did hate him. Perhaps he was a little bit naive. But Brzezinski was a guy driving the machinery behind the military-industrial complex. And he had the wonderful idea to fight the Soviet Union from the Southern Bell via the Muslim states around the Soviet Union. And therefore the CIA, together with the Pakistani secret services and the Saudi services, they brought together this Al-Qaeda people, 30,000 people, were trained more or less as terrorists against the Soviet Union, as against the troops of the Soviet Union in Afghanistan.
Hold the thought, Andreas. The heartbreak is upon us.
Okay.
Emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. Webster Tarpley broadcasting today from Seattle, inviting you to consider attending our big 9/11 meeting at the University of Washington Hub Auditorium in downtown Seattle. And remember now, we're inviting your phone calls. I'd like our callers that are on there to stay with us. We're going to get to calls in just a couple of minutes. Remember, you can call in to RBN anywhere in North America for free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and you can talk to a former member of the German government. Andreas, you were telling us that Zbigniew Brzezinski was present at the creation of Al-Qaeda and in some ways could be considered one of the founders. Am I right?
Well, they brought together 30,000 youngsters out of the Muslim world, out of, I think, 46 states. It was all the lost people, which didn't have occupation, they didn't have pay, And a lot of people were very happy that they were going to Afghanistan, were paid by the CIA and by drug money and by what else, and got their weapons from the United States. These were the fighters for 5 or 10 years. And Brzezinski is very proud that he got the Soviet Union in a trap in Afghanistan where they had to fight, and the Americans could bring about a Vietnam for the Soviet troops. This they did. They were trained to bring terror acts in Soviet cities and so on later on. Now, the same material is used in the Balkan Wars by American forces, and the same people now in so-called opposition against the United States, they are blamed to be behind the attack of 9/11. And Brzezinski is telling this very proudly until today, that he has brought down the Soviet Union, but he has created this monster which we have probably to deal with. Also, I believe that these 19 people were patsies which were not responsible for these air flights.
Okay, now let's turn directly to your book on September 11th. I guess it would translate into English, The CIA and September 11th. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So let's have you tell us, if you can, the 2, 3, 4, 5 points in your analysis that you think are most salient, most critical, and maybe you want to relate your work to other things in the field. But above all, what would you say are the leading things that people have to know?
Well, I think I got everything from the United States. There are fantastic people working on that, and without this work, I couldn't write one sentence. I have a deep gratitude about these idealists fighting against the official version, this conspiracy nuts theory of the Bush administration. Well, first of all, cui bono, who benefits? Immediately, I think 3 or 4 or 5 hours, Rumsfeld were telling everybody that now begins a third or fourth world war against up to 63 or 64 states, and it will last a whole generation or even longer. So this was what the Bush administration was telling everybody. Now, if you are running a kind of a world war for over a generation against so many states, you should have a very clear-cut declaration or finding out what has been done on 9/11. Then if you look at these grinning Palestinians, you find out that the mayor of Jerusalem told us that this was a film camera team out of the defense ministry in Jerusalem taking the pictures of these dancing Palestinians. Then if you look at the coming down of this, the breakdown of the towers, first of all, the tower number 7, World Trade Center number 7, there was no flight going into that. There were small fires over the whole day. And at the evening, at I think 5 o'clock p.m., the whole breakdown, and in a velocity which is in total implausible without having explosives at the foundations and the structure of the building. Then you have these both towers coming down within 10 seconds. Imagine 10 seconds what this means. I think over 80 stories coming down, and they tell us the story of the pancake theory, which is absolutely ridiculous. And a lot of people have heard explosions, but the official investigation isn't going into this detail and this question. Then the flight people trained these Arab students, they told that they couldn't fly at all, and they couldn't fly a machine like this big Boeing jetliners.
Right.
Nobody of no name of these 19 is until now on the passenger list of these two airlines. Why is it so? There are no videotapes of the people. The people, the Mohammed Atta, which was on his trip to his suicide, made his suicide trips with suitcase. With
two suitcases.
He had his last will and so on, so that the FBI immediately could find out that he was a guy running the whole story and so on and so on. The stay down of NORAD, the air defense. The best air defense system of the world was not able within these 2 hours to at least hinder one of these airplanes to hit its target. It's so amazing. It's so incredible. Now we should have to go into details, but the whole story is really stinking.
Okay, wonderful. Andreas, I want to ask you about the reception of your book in the German news magazines and elsewhere, but you're lighting up the board here. Let's go to a couple of callers. Let's hear first of all from Alan in Texas. Your question for Andreas von Bülow.
Hi there. Last year, Mr. von Bülow, you were on a Norwegian documentary. It's hard for me to pronounce the original name, but in English it translates to 911 attack or godsend. Do you know if it is if you could make it available through the Scholars for 911 Truth here in North America for us to see it with an English translation?
No, I didn't got a copy of this Norwegian thing, I think. No, I can't do this.
Oh,
you
okay.
should talk to your Norwegian friends or try to get into contact. I don't have it.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to mention is, Mr. Tarpley, you are involved with the Scholars for 911 Truth, correct?
Yes, indeed.
They have a petition that has been, they're looking for 10,000 signatures to get more evidence released by the government. And that petition is sitting at about 6,100 people right now, and we need more people to sign on it. So
a wonderful idea.
Yeah,
wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more from Alan? If not, let's go to John in Washington.
Hello, Tara von Bülow. Hello. I have a question in regards to the NSA's echelon system. A while back, Germany complained via Airbus that information was intercepted and they lost a major air contract to Boeing. Do you know anything about that?
I think it's now the job of CIA and NSA to help the American business to concur against worldwide companies and help them. And I think it's unfair because the echelon system is unique. You can hear all the conversation going on around the globe and intercept it and automatically use it. So, I think it's unfair, but nobody can do anything about it. Only we can tell our people, be aware of that.
Okay. One other thing. Germany has had cars that would get tremendous gas mileage. Toyota just recently introduced a car that got 60 miles per gallon. How come German vehicles weren't allowed to enter this country under the free trade agreement?
I don't know. This question, I didn't understand the background of the question. We sell cars. I think if there are prescription how to do it, I think our companies are trying to comply.
Mm. I ran across an individual who had a car from Germany that got 60 miles per gallon. He was a former serviceman, and I don't know how he got it in. That was quite a few years ago. And right now, Toyota is introducing a similar car that gets 60 miles per gallon. How come that technology didn't move into America. Why was Toyota given first shot at that?
We'll have to wait until we come back after our break to get the answer from Andreas on that question. We'll be with you here on World Crisis Radio, RBN Live.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is Webster Tarpley broadcasting today from Seattle, and we're taking your calls, questions for Andreas von Bülow, former technology minister of Germany and the author of one of the landmark studies, the CIA and the 11th of September. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John, one quick follow-up, and then we have to push on.
Okay. One other question. Volkswagen has been running synthetic fuel cars in Brazil for quite a number of years, and I understand Washington State is also attempting to go to the synfuel market. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think Volkswagen developed quite a lot of cars in this direction. We in Germany or in Europe generally pay much more for the gas than you in the United States. Now you have to pay more, but we have even much more than you. So there is and the streets are paid. The construction of streets and so on is paid. Even the public communication system is paid by this extra tax. And therefore, there is a big incentive in Germany and in all Europe to bring about cars with very low consumption. I personally drive a diesel, and I think 50% of the Germans now are switching to diesel because diesel is running much more miles out of the volume of the gas. So, and the synthetic fuel is another thing because we have to look how to deal with a situation where the oil is going down. Oil production is going down, and it's getting always more expensive and more expensive.
Okay, time to move on now to Jeff in New Mexico for a question for Andreas von Bülow.
Yeah, for both of you. Mr. Tarpley, was it on your show that you said that George Bush's brother was in charge of security of the World Trade Centers?
I think you can argue that Marvin Bush was an official of the company that was in charge of certain parts of the security of the two World Trade Towers. Yes.
And
Marvin Bush, brother of the current tenant of the White House.
Okay. And Mr. von Bülow, do you think that it is possible that even if George W. Bush did have carried out this 9/11 World Trade Center incident, he, like Richard Nixon, thought he was doing something, even if illegal, like Watergate, that would in the long run help maximize freedom from fear, free markets, allow for smaller government and stronger individual responsibility and family morality, and other goals that Richard Nixon wrote about in his 1994 book, Beyond Peace?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think this it's a military-industrial complex which is very strongly in the strong in the United States. Eisenhower told about it in his farewell speech, and he knew as a former general what to talk about. No, I think it is about world governance, and I think it's about greed. Money, dollar, probably, I think you are in a rather difficult economic situation because there is no Sparquote.
No savings.
No savings any longer in the United States. People are not able to save much more. You need to have $2 billion or even more day for day in order to keep up the consumption, in order to keep up the state running. And I think this is heading to a very difficult situation. And I think this is behind all this. And probably the oil companies and these geopolitical thinkers like Brzezinski, who is telling us that we have to cope now with China and with India getting bigger and bigger, and to bring them down to a level which you can handle. And I think this is behind all this. Building bases. I think the United States are running now bases in 146 countries, and you can imagine what this costs to the American taxpayer.
Any follow-up from Jeff?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Tarpley, you mentioned Hugo Chavez hosting some kind of thing to discuss 9/11.
That's right. That seems to be possible now, but we're not certain.
Just throwing out a rabbit out of the hat. Why couldn't it just be somebody like of Richard Nixon's family, you know, surviving members of Richard Nixon? Why couldn't they host some? Why does it have to be this Hugo Chavez? I don't have a good feeling about that Hugo Chavez myself.
I think we have to welcome anybody who's willing to contribute something to 9/11 Truth. And I have to tell you, I don't quite understand your focus on Richard Nixon in all of this. And I can't imagine how a spectacular act of terrorism would help family values or the free market system. But now we're going to move on. We've got another caller, but we'll have to turn to him after the break, which is now beginning. We'll be back for the final half hour with Andreas von Bülow in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Radio. This is Webster Tarp of one of the main international standard works on 9/11. Andreas, in line with what the last caller was asking in your answer, if the United States is borrowing $2 billion plus per day and is running an $800 billion merchandise trade deficit or current account deficit and a federal budget deficit, which is almost as big, we could probably say the U.S. is bankrupt. Is anybody in Europe thinking about the implications of a bankrupt United States for the world system?
Well, everybody is anxious. who is realizing the situation, what will happen. Nobody can imagine, because this is such a huge event. There is no precedence. Even I think 1929 is not sufficient to find out ways how to behave, how to be secure, how to come through. Perhaps it takes another 10 years, I don't know. But somehow the way this Bush administration is running the country is not responsible.
Not responsible, and we thank you for your very diplomatic formulation. Andreas, yes, some people have called into the RBN switchboard, and they're asking if there's a way they can contact you, send you an email. They might be able to do it through your publisher. I don't know. Can you suggest anything?
Oh, they can send me directly an email. Should I tell you?
Yes, please do.
You know it. A.BUELOW @ North Pole, Derek, Henry, ndh.net.
Okay, so it's a.buelow.
That's right.
@ ndh.net. If you'd like to send a question.
ndh.net. That's right.
Excellent. So I want to ask you, I have a number of questions now. We have a long segment opening up, but let's first go to Tom in Colorado for Andreas von Bülow.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I thought the big story this week was the Chinese had a visit early in the week from two U.S. senators that threatened a 30% trade import duty against all Chinese products coming in the United States unless the Chinese put their currency on the international currency futures market and allowed it to go up and down, you know, on the British international currency futures market. And then then the next day the Chinese went and announced that they changed their vote, or in the UN Security Council they had a 5-0 vote against Iran. And then the same day that happened, the two U.S. senators said, "Oh, we're dropping the tariff bill vote for a 30% import tax on Chinese products." You know, when I saw that, the two U.S. senators over there, I knew right away that they were there to pressure the Chinese into caving in on their U.N. vote. You know, because they're setting up this gigantic bloodbath against this Iran.
European countries
finance it. I don't think the USA, Germany's going to finance it. In France and England.
Let Andreas answer that.
Huh? The problem is that the Chinese have about, I think, $800 billion of dollars as reserve, and you need that daily, on a daily basis, and therefore you are to a certain extent dependent on them. But on the other hand, they are dependent on you because they sell their goods very cheaply in your country and destroying occupation in your country. I think the problem of China is, in my opinion, that they have relied very strongly on investment from Western capital investment. And this investment is paid down by exports to the United States. So this is a system running in circulars in itself.
And it's a merry-go-round, I guess.
It would be much better and worthwhile if they would develop their own the wealth of their own people. And I think they know it. And there's just the problem how to switch over to this. I don't know. I have no solution to this.
Okay. I thank Tom. And I would like to get back in the minutes that we have left to Andreas von Bülow's book. Let me ask you, first of all, would it be fair to sum up your book, The CIA and the 11th of September, as a work belonging generally to the MIHOP school, Made It Happen on Purpose?
Well, I didn't write it this way. I just put the questions together. What would I do if I would believe that the situation has to be cleared up in order to find out what really happened, who was behind it, who was interested in this, doing this, and so on and so on. And if you are running a fair way of government, you would do a lot of research and finally come out with a convincing theory. It's a conspiracy theory, because what has happened on 9/11 was a conspiracy. The only question is, was this of a small group of people within the United States or in other countries, or was it really these Osama bin Laden people out of Afghanistan, out of their holes in the desert, and these 19 youngsters? So I brought together all the scenery which has to be wandered through in order to find out what really happened. And the strange thing is that the American government is not interested in doing this. So they cover up. And since they cover up, they must be interested to cover up, and they can only be interested in covering up because they are, or at least a part of them, are part of the whole construction.
Now, in terms of the reaction to your book, I think this is fascinating for some of our listeners. First of all, how did the public respond, people buying the book, and then the response of a certain kind of public opinion establishment in Germany around the news magazine Der Spiegel, which is something like Time and Newsweek combined?
The public was enthusiastic about not only my book, different books of German authors. It was a bestseller within a few days. And when probably the American administration found out what was happening in Germany, they organized the counter-propaganda. And Spiegel is the forerunner of this counter-propaganda, because he is reaching the intellectuals of Germany. They believe that he is telling the truth, but in reality, they propagandize very often the American propaganda situation or the position. And this happened, and all the big media are slamming against me, but the book is running very well. And the public doesn't believe the main media. I think it's the same thing in the United States, that the American public is more and more realizing that they are lied at by the media, or the whole complex of both parties and the media. And this is, for me, the strangest thing, that this very problematic situation in which the Bush administration is not used by the Democrats in fighting to find out what really happened on 9/11.
And indeed, we have a situation where the Democratic Party claims to be more devoted to the 9/11 myth even than Bush, because the Democrats will argue that Bush went astray into Iraq, but the Democrats have maintained their devotion to the true church of Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, the 19, the laptop, and the cave. I would just tell our listeners that when Andreas von Bülow published this book, he was the target of a cover story in Der Spiegel, which showed the two twin towers inverted, turned upside down, and he was listed as one of three alleged conspiracy fanatics who turned reality on its head. I wonder also what reactions you had inside the Social Democratic Party, from the political world, or from other people in general.
They don't dare to speak up. Or they tell everybody that I'm a conspiracy theorist, because they couldn't imagine that the government could be part of a conspiracy like that on 9/11. They can't imagine this. And if they are in a public position, they don't dare to speak up, because otherwise you get a storm running against you. A storm by the media making you down, character assassination, and all these kind of things. And nobody likes that.
Okay. Maybe now switching a little bit to the current political situation. Back at the time of the Iraq War, people in the United States saw, and I think appreciated very much, the fact that Chancellor Schroeder made himself one of the leading members of a group of countries, including France and Russia and some others, that opposed the Bush administration attack on Iraq. And now we seem to be getting into the area of either economic sanctions or a military attack on Iran. And it looks like the new government under Chancellor Merkel is much more favorable to those, or at least is not resisting in the way that Schroeder did. Could you comment on that, the difference between 2003 and now, and maybe the difference between Schroeder and Merkel?
Well, Schroeder finally found out that the Social Democratic Party and the majority of the electorate didn't like to go into the Iraq war, and a big part of the population don't really believe that the truth about 9/11 has come out, and there's a lot of lies of the Bush administration with this Niger business and so on and so on. So there's a strong opposition still now going. Also, Merkel was more or less on the trip to join the Bush administration when she was the leader of the opposition party. Now she is chancellor, and I think the surrounding of Merkel is telling her that the German public is very skeptical and reluctant and denying any involvement in Iraq. So I think this stays the same. And I think even with Iran, the sentiment is very much against to being involved. They try to find out a diplomatic version. I think Iran is far away from a military device to bring about a nuclear bomb. They are using the same technology as the Europeans, this centrifugal enrichment system, which can be run as high as to produce bomb-grade material. This is the problem. They want to have a non-military energy program, but the problem is that the enrichment process can be used finally to bring about to construct bombs. And there we have to find a solution. Perhaps the Russians finally agree with the Iranians to make this enrichment program in Russia, and the Russians are delivering the material. I think one of the big questions for the Iranians is that they must be sure that they get the material and that they are not always, from time to time, subdued by some embargoes.
Would it be accurate then to say that the German public remains opposed to the Iraq war and also opposed to any widening of that war into Iran?
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay.
I'm quite positive. I don't know it's always a question of the security of Israel, but I think that this is overdone. I think the American and to a certain extent the German public is not informed quite well.
Okay, we have a question from Martin in California for Andreas von Bülow.
Hi, I guess that both of you are members of the Made It Happen on Purpose school of thought on 9/11. Is that correct?
Well, you've just heard Andreas has a very differentiated and I think very interesting answer to that. I would say more or less yes.
Okay, well, the question that always comes up that I never hear addressed regarding that is the amount of technicians and people on the ground that would have been required to plant the explosives in the three World Trade Center buildings. And I was wondering if any investigation had been done of the controlled demolition company in Phoenix or any of the actual logistics involved in setting that up.
I think there are some hints that the people having access to the structure, I don't know whether they were changed. I think this is normally a question to the public prosecutor and to people like the FBI to find out was there some things to observe perhaps 2 months before or half a year before happened something where there were reconstruction going on, where people had access to this, and how big was this, how much devices do you need to bring down these huge buildings? And how many people do you use? This is a question for experts. You know, I'm not an expert on that. I wonder only that the American government is not giving an answer on this, because this is of extreme importance. And since they are not interested to bring this about and to make always a cover up of these things, well, you finally come to this. You are forced to the solution that this is on purpose, made on purpose.
Okay, Webster, do you know of anybody that's done an investigation on?
Well, we had last week on this very program. We had Dr. Jeff King, the plague puppy, who's got a whole website with his detailed analysis of controlled demolition on the Twin Towers, which is of an exotic and very, very energy-dense type, and then the classical controlled demolition of the World Trade Center Building 7. So there's plenty of material on that. It's all over the Internet. Or read my book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. I quote some building engineers who say it was controlled demolition. We'll be back now in just a couple of seconds with the last segment with Andreas von Bülow. Thank you very much.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
last short segment this afternoon of World Crisis Radio with Webster Tarpley. I'm here in Seattle. Once again, come if you're anywhere in the area to Facing the Truth About 9/11 this evening at 6 p.m. at the University of Washington Hub Auditorium in downtown Seattle. I have a question for you, Andreas. I've always wanted to ask you this. The name Bülow seems to be a celebrated political name in Germany, something like Adams or Kennedy here in the United States. And before World War One, the main political party was actually known as the Bülow Bloc. And I'm wondering if you're any relation to that pre-war chancellor.
Fortunately not. He organized this Bülow Bloc against the Social Democrats, and I'm now a member of the Social Democrats. And if you go down the history about, I think, 800 years, you find the switching gorge between the Bülows, which brought about this chancellor and me.
I see. Wonderful. Let's see. We're just about at the end of our time. Andreas, you've been fighting these battles. You've published this very successful book. You've been slandered by Der Spiegel. Now that we have Charlie Sheen and possibly Chavez on the horizon, what advice can you give the American 9/11 truth movement?
Stay on. I think finally, if with this going down of the popularity of Bush, a lot of people are thinking will organize second thoughts about 9/11, and I think you get a broader public now. Stay on. I think you did. You until now you did a wonderful job. And finally, nobody can switch by the truth which you are preparing and not preparing, which you are producing. And I think the internet is a wonderful information source about 9/11. I think within a weekend you get everything. You can get an expert now on 9/11 because of the truth movement in your country. I congratulate you for that. And I hope very much that the American democracy will gain strength again by this movement.
In the last few seconds, anything else you'd like to tell our audience?
No, thank you very much. But with us, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I want to go to bed.
Right, and we thank you for being with us, despite the confusion created by European summertime and the U.S.
Okay.
Daylight savings.
No problem with
thank
that.
You very much, Andreas.
Oh, bye.
And we hope to talk to you again in the future when we win some victories in this movement and get our 9/11 deep throat and our 9/11 White House taping system and some other things.
Okay.
So thank you, Andreas. We appreciate
you
being
much,
with us.
Professor.
And
okay.
We are just about at the end of our time. Let me remind you, here in Seattle, Washington, at the University of Washington Hub Auditorium, tonight you can hear Barry Zwicker, the distinguished Canadian filmmaker, the author of Towers of Deception, 9/11 and the Media Cover-Up, coming in the middle of the summer from New Society Publishers in Canada. And I'll be there, too. I'm the author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA. At the moment, the most widely sold study of this topic. So we'll be back next week at the same time on RBN Live with World Crisis Radio. Our thanks again to Andreas von Bülow for his help.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. it will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.